Welcome to Road to the Draft. Casey Phillips here with senior writer and editor Scott Smith, 1 week closer to the draft. We're almost there. We're almost at least in the month that it happens. So this is the time where we start getting to talk about some other fun alternatives. We've talked about some guys we think they'll take in the first round, guys they might take day two. I feel like today is a fun one because it's the maybe you trade up for somebody talk, which everyone loves to discuss about their team. Everybody wants their team to go up and get that guy, whatever that guy is, and it's fun.
Yeah, and we've actually in real life seen Jason Light do this to great effect over the last 6 or 7 years. He tends to be willing to make a small move up the board to make sure he gets that guy he wanted to target, you know, like Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, that's not a bad example of making a good call there.
A little farther back, Ali Marpet, Alex Kappa. A lot of times it's for an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
So two things that he said, that Jason Light said yesterday at the owners' meetings, really stuck out to me. One of them was he was asked about the Carlton Davis trade, and he was talking about how the third round pick the Bucks got in that was really valuable. And he said, these were his words, it's really valuable for us if we use it, or if we use it as ammo to move up at another spot. So he's obviously, you know, at least thinking about
and
it.
Maybe sending a little signal out into the NFL
open
universe.
For business.
Yeah.
And then later he was asked about the fact that the Bucks have been picking at the back end of the first round a lot lately because they've been successful. He said, yeah, sometimes you have to fight the temptation to move up when maybe you shouldn't, because early in the process you found a guy you really liked that you thought would be there at 26, and as the weeks go by and you see more, you know, in the news, you realize, hey, the rest of the league likes this guy as much as we do. So what I've got here to highlight today are three guys that generally, if you look at the mock drafts, are off the board before 26, but all three of them I saw in the last week from a reputable source on a mock draft get to the Buccaneers at 26. So it's possible, but maybe not. And if it gets close, maybe Jason Light wants to throw in a third or fourth round pick to move up three or four spots. That's what we're talking about today.
All right, so tell me, who are some of these guys that in your mind might be A, available even just to trade up a little bit, not completely out of reach, but also someone that you're like, man, this guy could be worth making that move for?
Well, Brock Bowers is one of them, and that's not a position that you commonly see mocked to the Buccaneers because they've taken three tight ends in the last two drafts. But this is a guy that a lot of people think has top 10 talent. The problem is it's the position value. And when you're doing a mock draft, you're having a hard time figuring out where to go, even though he would be an asset to any team. Now, if this guy made it to the Buccaneers, would they be tempted? I think they would, right? He's just so talented. He's the first guy to ever win the John Mackey Award in back-to-back seasons. That's for the nation's top tight end. I mean, look at these highlights here. This guy's a weapon in the passing game. He's probably, as a pass catcher, one of the top tight end prospects we've seen in a long time. He accelerates. He's got body control, great hands. He could really give a new dimension to any offense he ends up on.
That's incredible. And you mentioned that offensive line has been one of the positions Jason Light has traded up for in the past. Is there a specific guy that you feel like could be that in that position that makes Jason Light say, let's do that again?
Jason talked about his additions there because a couple guys have gone. You know, Aaron Stinney is now a Giant, I believe, and Nick Leverett's a Patriot, and Matt Filer hasn't been re-signed. So there's at least one spot open on the interior line. And the new guys we signed, Brent Bredesen and Sua Opeta, he said would get an opportunity to battle for starting jobs. But I don't think that precludes the Bucks from taking an interior offensive lineman in the first round if they think he's definitely a guy that could step in and be a day one starter. Now, Graham Barton is actually a guy we talked about from Duke a few weeks ago, but since then he seems to be steadily moving up the mock draft boards, and so it seems less likely he'll be available there for the Buccaneers, but maybe it gets close, or maybe he falls. And this is a guy that started at center because they had injuries as a freshman. He's been a tackle in 3 years since, but NFL analysts seem to think that he'd probably be a guard or a center best suited for that. He's just a guy that could really make an impact right away, particularly in the running game, if you add him to what we have on the interior line.
And I know that edge is a position that has been mocked to the Bucks maybe more than any
other
in the first round, for good reason, and that's whether they stay at the pick they're at now or if they trade. Do you feel like this is a position that would also be worth them trading it for?
Well, again, you can never have enough depth, and we lost Shaq Barrett, so there's clearly a spot for another guy that would be in a prominent role in your edge rush rotation. And this isn't like an awesome year in the draft for edge rushers. There aren't a couple guys that are top five. There's probably only going to be maybe one to go in the top 12 or so, but there's a lot of guys that you like as you get a little farther down in the first round that have traits. And one of them is Jared Verse of the Florida State Seminoles there. If you, you know, right off the bat, he's got good power, good size, strength. He can convert speed to power. So you've got that to start with. And then he does have some explosiveness that jumps off the tape a little bit and off the measurables from workouts. And so you think that maybe he could develop more, you know, the like moves and bend, and he's got good hand work when he's matched up with an offensive lineman. We've even seen some snaps in here that are versus Graham Barton. So
yeah, a little which bit is of, interesting. I'm like, I don't know what this means. So who to root for here? If we're talking about both of these guys being someone, but also thanks to our producer Cody, who put some fun facts on our sheets for us, and I saw it talks about how Jared Verse switched from tight end to D end and put 40 pounds of muscle mass on at home during the pandemic. I don't think most of us added muscle mass during pandemic. People might have added some pounds, but maybe not the good kind. But it sounds like he used his pandemic time really well. And I always love hearing that of when guys switch positions, because you know it's like they have this whole other skill set that as an edge rusher, knowing what he knew from tight end, right. I feel like it adds a lot
sure,
to it.
Sure, yeah. And if he intercepts a pass, then
you know he can catch it.
Might have some open field moves.
Theoretically, you know he's going to be able to catch that interception. All right, well, that's going to do it for us on another edition of Road to the Draft. We'll see you next time.